This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's over-the-road drivers out there. Appreciate the job you guys and gals do. Now, follow us on Facebook. The Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for all the great things we have over there, too. Alrighty, joining us right now from the faraway land up there in the peninsula, the upper peninsula of Florida. We got an upper peninsula here, too, folks. It's called the Panhandle. Is none other than the Underground USA's Frank Salvato. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
There they are.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody just came out of the IHOP. They had an early morning rush at the IHOP, and they all came out of the IHOP to say hello. So there you go. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've had a horrible incident happen in Israel, northern Israel, a religious festival taking place. There was apparently a horde of people that all tried to get into an area. At the same time, 44 people have been trampled to death, literally, about 150 people injured. And God only knows what else is going to happen as a result of this. But our thoughts and prayers go out to the people there. And this is just a horrible incident.
Yeah, you know, that's when you get a large amount of people in one place, and you know this from back in the service days, Matt, you know that you open yourself up to not being able to control the crowd the way it needs to be controlled. Sometimes when people get overzealous, bad things happen. What comes to mind are a couple concerts that happened back in the 70s where people, they only opened one port of egress, and people were pushing and shoving. People got crushed to death. Mm-hmm. I believe it happened in Cincinnati, Ohio, at a Who concert once.
Yeah.
So it's when you don't manage a crowd correctly, bad things can happen. So if you're ever in a large crowd and it's not managed properly, don't push.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, you betcha.
You know.
Yeah, you betcha. Mm-hmm. Now, got to talk about Senator Tim Scott in this speech that he gave, because we haven't talked about that since we talked last. And Joe Biden was one thing, what he had to say, spend, money, money, money. I'm your granddaddy. He sounded like my grandfather, by the way, the way he was talking and all that sort of stuff. But I understood what he was doing and why he was doing it. But Senator Tim Scott, when he responded to Joe Biden, now, I didn't think, but I was wrong, that the left would go after him the way they did, because they were literally attacking him because of the color of his skin, calling him Uncle Tim. And Facebook and Twitter allowed that mess to go on for about 12 hours before they finally shut it down.
Yeah, they see Tim Scott as a major threat, even more so than Donald Trump. They may not like Donald Trump, but Scott is a threat because he is, he's a black man.
Black
he's not supposed to be.
Yep.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be quote unquote off the plantation. He's
nope.
supposed to be in lockstep with being a proponent of critical race theory, and he's supposed to believe in systemic racism. But he's telling the truth. There is no systemic racism. You know, we've been fighting the civil rights battle ever since we decided to take it on back in the late 50s and early 60s. And evidently it's still going on. The pendulum's just swung radically to the left, where now everything is about racism. So, you know, if this is anything in our culture today, we are battling the last battle of the civil rights movement and pushing back against the people who are race baiters.
Yeah.
We cannot tolerate the intolerant. They have to be pushed back against. So, you know, consider this. When you hear someone calling you a racist, or you don't believe in systemic racism, or critical race theory you must embrace, otherwise you're a racist.
Yep.
This is the last battle in the civil rights movement in pushing back against the people who would bring racism back in reverse from what we knew it in the 50s and the 60s and earlier. So stand your ground, stand tall, refuse to allow the stain of that word to affect you. Keep being colorblind. Keep adhering to what Martin Luther King said, judging people by the content of their character and not the color of their skin, and push back against critical race theory. It is important to do.
Yeah, and it's very important to do right now because the Democrats are trying to make that their centerpiece issue, but all they have to do is look at themselves in the mirror, and they are the problem.
No, everything they said against the Senator Scott was a racist comment.
Yep.
Everything they did towards him was the evil they said existed pre-civil rights. So they are doing exactly the thing that they said was evil. And they need to be called on it. And we need to hold up that rhetorical mirror to them and say, do you see what you're doing?
Yep.
Do you see you're being racist? You need to stop it.
Alrighty,
and we need to do that.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from Underground USA, the website undergroundusa.com, and we shall return with more right after this break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are. And by the way, the podcast is on 63 different podcast platforms right now, plus all of our affiliate radio stations have got podcasts of their own of the show over there. And that doesn't count some of the other places where we're at. And yesterday I was taking a look at the podcast numbers, and we had 250,000 downloads on 63 different websites yesterday. Thank you so very, very, very much. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a brand new Nissan. And it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle up there where Frank's at, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the Northeast and East Coast, the Midwest, and all the way out as far west as Arizona, where a father, and I'll tell this story until I'm blue in the face, drove his daughter's car all the way to Newport Richey to trade it in to get the Nissan that she had looked at and wanted, and then drove the car and delivered it to her down at the University of Tampa where she was going to college. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you just cannot believe the selection you're going to see at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles with all the colors and accessories you can dream of. Clean trade-ins? Got them. And they're commanding a great resale price. So if you're thinking about selling your vehicle and you want to get it appraised, go to Moss Nissan. Have them appraise your vehicle. You might be surprised what you're going to get for it, and you might be able to upgrade your ride right now and have extra money in your pocket. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken very good care of. Don't forget, Moss Nissan's model, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the planet. Nine Nissan locations are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right there in North Tampa. Online, check them out, MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to save some more money when you do that, too. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Frank, El Presidente took a little trip down to Duluth, Georgia yesterday, and it was an outdoor event. And everybody had masks on, which is kind of funny because in Georgia, in an outdoor event, you don't need to have masks, according to what they decided, provided you do all the other little things that were there. But everybody in the confines had a mask for some reason. And then Joe lost his mask at the end and got all bent out of shape. It took about 30 seconds to find it. And where was it? In his pocket.
Yeah, consider this. Whenever you see people out in public, like at an event like that with masks on, all I see are crowds holding up a little red book. You know, this is about control. Yeah, this is about control. This is about submission to government mandates. They've had no right all along. CDC they don't get to make unilateral law. There is no unilateral lawmaking in the United States. It's got to go through congressional procedures, and it's got to be signed by the executive branch. These mandates at every level have been, please do this. We can't force you to do it, but please do this. And now that we found, and there's 56 studies out there that say that the masks did very, very little to help anything.
Correct.
Very, very little. And even with a lot of people, it's been causing them respiratory problems because you're exhaling into the mask.
Yep.
The mask is getting dirty. It's a coin flip. It didn't do much but stop herd immunity from happening at a quicker pace.
Yep.
So when you see people still wearing masks, driving and wearing masks, masks at an outdoor event, masks while they're in the water out by the beach. Yeah, these are people who have fallen prey to the control of government.
Yeah.
They're the first ones that are going to roll over when their freedoms are taken away. And then when we're a socialist nation, they're going to say, what happened?
Well, let's talk about something else here, too. We hear, well, the Democrats are going to pass Washington, D.C., becoming the next state. Well, the Democrats are going to pass legislation, and they're going to legislate justices to be 13 on the bench. No, they're not. That takes a constitutional amendment, and the Senate and the House can't do it.
Yeah, it's got to go up for ratification to the states. So,
yep.
what you're hearing here is a political ploy and rhetoric. They want to force the narrative onto the country that says if you don't go along with this, you're somehow an evil, horrible, rotten person. It's the same thing with critical race theory. If you're not all in and you're not actively anti-racist,
yep,
then you're racist. They don't get to define the game. Democrats and progressives have now morphed into just straight-ahead Marxists. The Democrats and the Marxists don't get to define the game. The American people define the game. And we have to start pushing back, along with pushing back on critical race theory. We have to start exposing and pushing back on their constant attempts at redefining words and phrases. You know, a key point is white supremacist. You know, 20 years ago, that pretty much meant neo-Nazi skinhead.
Yeah.
Well, they've redefined that term to encompass anybody who's not actively anti-racist by the definition of critical race theory. We don't have to put up with that. We don't have to accept it. We can push back on it. We could say, no, you know, you could call me that if you want to, but it's not the definition of what it is. You know, you can't just change the meaning of things to fit your agenda every single time you want to push something that's radical down my throat. So back up, get, you know, social distance from me. don't encroach on my freedoms. Why don't you social distance from me? Not because of COVID virus, but because I don't want to catch a whole heaping dose of stupid.
You got any money in any vaccine stocks?
No, and I'm not going to. Whilst the vaccine may be good for some people, it's still an emergency measure. The FDA has got to approve these things, and we should be clamoring for the antibody cocktail instead of the vaccine. And it's worked. They gave it to Donald Trump. Regeneron it's got 100% effective rate, yet they're not pushing that because, well, I guess Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates don't have money in Regeneron.
Well, I got a new one for you. Pfizer's COVID antiviral pill might be ready by the end of 2021. No more shot. You just take a pill.
Well, you know, when you're playing with the alteration of cells, you're playing with fire. When you're allowing your body, when you're boosting your body's natural immune system, which is what the antibody cocktails do, you're helping your body do something naturally. So which one, you know, all these people out there screaming about, I have to buy organic because organic is so much better for you. It doesn't have any of the steroids or anything in it. Where are these people with the vaccine?
Yeah.
See, why don't we have the antibody cocktails instead of the vaccine, Mr. Organic Man?
And let's see, we've got zinc. Let's see, what's the rest of it, the cocktail? That
zinc, C, D, hydroxychloroquine. Or a derivative of. I took the tincture of chicona bark, which is what quinine is made out of. It worked fantastic for me. I was over everything in 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And there's one more in the cocktail. I got off the top of my head. I'm not recalling it. But zinc, C, D, hydroxychloroquine. I'll have to look that up.
They gave then President Trump Regeneron.
Yeah, and that's the antibody cocktail.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, if it's good enough for the President of the United States, it might be good enough for you.
Yeah.
Even though the Democrats were saying the whole time that if Donald Trump developed this vaccine, I've never taken it. And all of a sudden, the same vaccines that were available then that are available now, it's like, oh, you've got to take it. Gee, do you think that signals that they just hated Trump?
Yeah. Now, we forgot to mention that when Joe Biden went to Duluth, Georgia yesterday to have that rally inside a drive-in, that's where that was, a drive-in, which, by the way, you want to find a drive-in, folks? Come down south, you'll find them. There were some protesters there that disrupted his speech and called for the end of detention centers. Now, these protesters were not Republicans, they were not Trumpsters, they were Democrats.
Yeah.
All right. Here comes the music.
Coming around full circle.
Yeah, here comes the music. Frank's going to stick around for another segment. And by the way, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Rudy Giuliani and what that was all about and how that may have helped his son, Andrew, who, oh, by the way, is running for governor of New York. Aha. Uh-huh. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Israeli medical officials said Friday that a stampede broke out during a Jewish religious festival in the country's northern region, killing at least 44 and injuring around 150 people. The tragedy, one of the deadliest civilian disasters in the country's history, occurred at Mount Moron. The event attracts tens of thousands from the ultra-Orthodox community. U.S. health regulators pledged again Thursday to try to ban menthol cigarettes. The Food and Drug Administration has attempted several times to get rid of menthol, but faced pushback from Big Tobacco, members of Congress, and Americans wanting freedom of choice. The lawsuit filed by anti-smoking and medical groups last summer is to force the FDA to finally make a decision. SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in Florida on Wednesday, putting another 60 internet satellites into orbit. Over 1,500 Starlink satellites have been deployed by SpaceX, each weighing 550 pounds. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what, Frank Silvato's with us on undergroundusa.com website. And Frank, I was told you wanted to circle back to something. Is that right?
I want to circle back.
All right, wait a minute. Circle back time. We got a music. We got a spot for this. Here we go.
Circle back.
There they go. Run silent, run deep. That's the sub boys out there. So what are we circling back on with Joe Biden?
The State of the Union, or whatever that thing was called Wednesday night. I can't even seriously call it a State of the Union speech because, I think, well, what, there were 200 people in attendance.
It was a message to the American people.
Yeah. He kept saying something that we should all be very troubled by. He's presented the proposition that democracy and our constitutional republic and the way that we go about our governmental process cannot survive in today's world, our fast-paced world, because it takes too much time to get critical things done. And he suggested point blank that autocracy is the way to go over our constitutionally republican form of democratic government. We should all be just shocked and pissed about our president saying something so incredibly anti-American. And it's something that we can't let go of. We have to sink our teeth into that statement and define the entirety of the Marxist Democrat Party as believing that our form of government is inferior to, get this, the Chinese form of government.
Yeah.
Because that's what they have, is an autocracy. So we need to make that the central talking point in everything that's political from now until the Marxists are expunged from the Democrat Party. And it is time, Democrats, to expunge these radical leftists from your party. Otherwise, your party is dead in the water and doesn't exist anymore as it was founded.
Well, that's all true. And again, it goes back to the squad. It goes back to Bernie Sanders. It goes back to Elizabeth Warren and all of the usual normal players whose names get mentioned there in the scheme of things. And, oh, by the way, a new senator, a Democratic senator, Mark Kelly from Arizona, has risen up against Joe Biden and said, hey, Joe, you didn't say anything about the border in your speech. What the hell? We got problems here in Arizona. We got to deal with them. What are you going to do? And he hasn't said a word.
Of course Kelly did, because he knows that he's on the chopping block coming up in his next election.
That's right.
Because Arizona is a border state, and they're getting slaughtered down there.
Yep.
So maybe he should have stood up for this when he was running, and instead of running from it and being a game-playing propagandist.
Yep.
You know, I don't like Mark Kelly. I think he played a dirty campaign. I think he's a bad politician. He's draconian on the Second Amendment. You know, he doesn't like it. He wants a complete federal gun control. He may have been a good astronaut, but I don't care for his politics.
Yeah.
You know, we've got right now the people who call themselves progressives. We need, taking a page out of their book. But our page needs to be accurate. When we look at the definition of what Marxism is, this is exactly everything that Joe Biden laid out in that quasi State of the Union message that he gave on Wednesday night. Take a look at how much he wants government to control, to create jobs. He wants government to control the elections. He wants a federal police force. Every single thing that he went down in his litany of things is executing a socialist agenda, which makes him a Marxist. And the people who clapped for it, it makes them Marxists. The progressives aren't progressive. They labeled themselves progressive. It was a word that they finally arrived at that didn't sound so incredibly caustic to Americanism.
Yeah.
And they've been using the term progressive ever since. They're not progressives. They're Marxists.
Right. All right, we got a question from one of our professional question askers here. Okay, Mr. Professional Question Asker, Bob, what is it?
Yeah. Does Frank Silvano think that all these people railing about the progressivism and stuff like that and the making us a command economy like the Chinese communists are, I think this is just going to really help us win back the House and the Senate. I should say the House, actually, the Senate. In the upcoming midterms. All right.
Okay. Well, let me state a fact, a well-known fact. In previous midterm elections for about the last 25 or 30 years, the party that's in power usually loses about 25 seats during the midterm, correct?
There's a swing. There's a significant swing. We didn't see that much of a swing last time. But there is a swing in the midterms that usually go against the party that's in power. When you have a one-party system, as we do now, you will see a little bit of a bigger swing. To answer Bob's question, that all depends on how the Republican Party controls the narrative on this.
That's right.
If they can get out there without the gobbledygook BS that Mitch McConnell mumbles through every time, the worst leader that we've had of the Republican Party in elected office, by the way, and I don't shy away from that statement. I think he needs to retire, be replaced, be removed, whatever. He's horrible. You don't lose the Senate when you have so much going on your side coming into a sweeping election like Trump came into office with. They need to control that narrative. They need to make the people understand why Marxism is bad. that. Not just call people, Mark. You can't just call names and walk away. All of a sudden it loses its potency. You have to demonstrate in terms people can understand why Marxism and socialism are, why they're bad, why it will affect them personally, in their wallet, in their freedoms. You need to explain it in no uncertain terms. You do that going into the midterms, yeah, you'll see a 25, 30-person swing in the House, and you'll see control come back in the Senate. If you fail to do that, the way the country is moving now, all bets are off. You look at kids, I believe it's 18 to 26, 37% of them believe that socialism isn't all that bad.
Correct. That's what they've been taught in high school.
Because, yeah, they have. That's what they've been taught. And Republicans and people on the right have just said, well, that's Marxism. You better start explaining what Marxism is because they don't get it.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk in the time remaining about Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani had a visit from seven FBI agents. They came to take his electronic stuff that he had there because apparently they're doing an investigation on not just him, but also maybe one John Solomon.
Yeah, there's a, again, if we thought the era of a weaponized Department of Justice and a weaponized FBI was over just because Trump left office, we are sadly mistaken. It is now the status quo. You are seeing the Department of Justice politicized into a weapon for the party that is of the deep state. I can't even say it's for the Democrats alone. It's the deep state. They're going to go after anybody who isn't all in on what a giant centralized government is all about. The problem with that is that we don't believe in a giant centralized government. That's the Constitution lays out in the 10th Amendment, is that if it's not written in the Constitution, it's not for the federal government to do. It's for the states to do. And we are so far away from federalism right now, I don't know where to begin. And this is why we were talking about this off air.
Yep.
The states, and Ron DeSantis is doing a good job, the states have to start saying we are a sanctuary state for the Bill of Rights, which allows the state legislatures and the state governors to nullify things coming down from the federal government to say, it goes against the Bill of Rights. And to do that, we have to make sure that we can't let the federal government punish us by withholding money. The smart person is reading through the lines in that statement, and I hope people are listening in Tallahassee. You need to craft legislation that allows you to filter the federal taxes going to Washington so they can't penalize us with money they would hold back if we don't take a knee.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. You're right. And by the way, Montana gets it because the other day their governor, Gianforte, said that the federal ban on firearms will not happen in Montana. They are going to go full nullification when it comes to guns.
Yeah, and the precedent's been set. Nullification, the precedent has been set. In California, saying we're a sanctuary state for immigration. If the federal government is going to tolerate that, then they've accepted the precedent of state nullification on a federal law. That means embrace the Bill of Rights as a sanctuary state issue, and all of it goes away.
I will talk to you on Monday morning. Great segment. Thank you very much, and have a good weekend. All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com to find out more. Undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that he writes about over there, too. And I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hold on.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch final segment for Friday. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's down in Sarasota, they are the very best at what they do when it comes to blinds and decor because they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't. Now you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You can give them a call, by the way, at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to open the door wide open for you down there. All right. The Sports Zone guy, known as the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is here with us. Good morning, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback guy.
What is going on, Captain Matt Bruce?
What's
How are you,
going
sir?
On? What's going on is early on we talked a little bit, I've been saving most of it for now, about the Jacksonville Jaguars, number one pick. They go and pick Trevor Lawrence. I'm not surprised with that one. And then we find out yesterday that Urban, Coach Urban Myers, had Tim Tebow come in and do a tryout for tight end.
Yeah, they go way back, Urban and Tim, so we'll see how that transpires. I'll tell you what, I like that Jacksonville did, Captain. And I was, you know, a lot of people were in Tampa Bay were hoping that he was going to fall to 32, but he didn't make it. Travis Etienne, the running back from South Carolina, so it's going to be pretty interesting. Quarterback and running back from college are going to be playing in the pros together. And then on top of that, you have Ja'Marr Chase, who went to the Cincinnati Bengals from LSU, Captain, who Joe Burrow used to throw to in college. And then right after that, the Miami Dolphins pick up James Waddle, wide receiver from Alabama, to throw the ball to. So it's funny how a lot of people reunited to, you know, playing pro ball with the draft. That was pretty interesting, to say the least. So
called chemistry.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you put a team together.
Mm-hmm. There you go. These guys know each other. We'll see if they can produce at the next level. Justin Fields, the Chicago Bears, in a trade from the New York Football Giants, moved up all the way to 11 to get Justin Fields, quarterback from Ohio State. So we'll see how the Bears do. But like you said, Captain, the first three picks.
The Bears.
The Bears. The first four, Trevor Lawrence. Zach Wilson goes to Jets because they traded Sam Darnold, their number one pick quarterback, a few years ago to Carolina. And then San Francisco, through a trade from Houston through Miami, could trade Lance, North Dakota State QB. And then Cal Pitts, I think he's one of the finest tight end prospects I've come out of college in a lot of years, Captain, goes to the Atlanta Falcons. So those first four were pretty good. Atlanta, the kid Kyle Trask, quarterback for University of Florida. I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta picks him up in day two, you know, today in the draft, in the second, third, fourth round possibly. And then 5, 6, and 7 will be Saturday for everybody to know. But it was an interesting draft, to say the least, Captain. A few surprises, people reaching for a few players. So we shall see how it all plays out. And then, you know, it looks like Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback, he wants to get out of Green Bay.
He wants out. But where's he going to go?
Yeah, there's the question of the day. Where's he headed? You know, he's not a young kid anymore. So he's going to try to find some place. Obviously, need the championship type of guy.
Well, let's just play Brett Favre on him. How about if he goes to the Jets? The Jets need a quarterback.
Well, they drafted the kid, you know, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, but they need a mentor.
They do. But the money there, the salary cap might get him, Captain. That'd be the only negative with that move. But, yeah, it would be interesting if he did Brett Favre went to the Jets, or more if he would have gone to the Bears, you know, with Justin Fields going there, and the Vikings, Detroit, you know. That's another situation up there with the quarterback issue. So a lot of crazy things in the National Football League, to say the least. So it'll be interesting for all the fans out there to see how the draft turns out today and see how their teams shape up and see if the people are happy with the people that you drafted. You know, kid flirted with a no-hitter last night, Captain, all the way into the seventh inning against the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
That would have been really something. You know, speaking of that, what's your thoughts? If you throw a no-hitter for seven innings, Captain, how should that go down in the record books? Because now, you know, they've shortened the game to seven innings for these doubleheaders. So,
well, if it's a complete game and it's a doubleheader and it's seven innings, I believe a no-hitter is a no-hitter.
Okay. I respect that. I respect that answer, Captain. A lot of people, a lot of baseball enthusiasts are not happy about the changing of the rules. Yankees lost yesterday, guy on second base. You know, when they start the extra innings at 10, they put a guy at second base now to start it. They bunted an over sacrifice fly, and that wins the game. People are not really digging that. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I guess I'd have to remain neutral on that one because I really don't pay that much attention to it. But here's the thing. Racing, NASCAR, I am paying attention to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going to be awesome. Now, this season's really been something special in NASCAR. And even in Indy, I believe a lot of people are really starting to follow that again. I can't, you know, we're going to be in the month of May here tomorrow. So, you know, look, 30 days roughly from now, we'll be looking at the good old Indy race car race up in Indianapolis, Indiana. I love that race.
Yeah, so we might.
Memorial Day.
And we might see by the end of the year full stadiums again with not only, well, Alabama, of course, they're going to have the University of Alabama football is going to be a full house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So why wouldn't you have Talladega next time around be a full house?
Yes, that's exactly right. I couldn't agree with you more, Captain. I hope they get to that and realize, let's do that. I mean, it's the right thing to do. So,
all right, tell us about your little stem cell patch deal there.
Well, yeah, man, the stem cell patch is, you know, one of the best things for you. You know, rejuvenate your body, make you feel younger, and just does things to the body that's amazing. And just recreating stem cells when you were young. It rejuvenates the body. It helps out pain. It does a lot. They're using it on animals now, too, Captain. It's helping out animals. So that tells you something. I mean, things that can help out animals, help out us. It's a great thing. So check it out, stem cell patch. You know, Captain plays the commercial and give good old Amy a call, and she'll take good care of you and get your order in, and you'll feel brand new. You have nothing to lose. It's a money-back guarantee with the stem cell patch.
All right.
Thanks, Cap. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Yep. See you later.
Later, man.
All right. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, and his show, The Sports Zone, is heard on Sundays here on my flagship station at 11 a.m.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, don't forget that along with that, you get an opportunity, as they said, it's a money-back guarantee, but you get an opportunity to see how that'll work. I've used that in conjunction with my relief factor, and when I get really having a major problem with my left leg and foot and whatnot, that's also helped me. Now, speaking of problems, 11.6 million people watched the Biden speech in Congress the other night, 11.6 million. That was nearly 75% lower than Trump's first speech, Joint State of the Union, in 2017. 75% lower. One of the, and by the way, this was not a State of the Union speech. He did not build this as a State of the Union speech. He built this as a speech to America. But isn't that amazing? That's terrible. People are not paying attention. And where we've gone with all of this stuff with Joe Biden is we've gone from what we knew was going to be bad to what is now terrible, awful. I'd even use the word horrible. So keep in mind, folks, you're not just looking at socialism anymore, progressivism. You are looking at what Marxism, communism is going to look like with all this crap they keep throwing up at you. And I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. Dream on if you think it is. All right, folks. I'll be back tonight for the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. Going to be a gorgeous day down here.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.